So far, official tests of more than 5,000 deer have found 48 positive CWD cases, all in the eradication zone near Mount Horeb. But the director of a private lab in Milwaukee says she's found 3 positive cases of the disease outside the zone, one 100 miles north in Marathon County, and 2 in the southwestern corner of the state in Grant County. Constance Knox of the Wisconsin Viral Research Lab says the test she's using is well respected by the scientific community.
It's got a broader range and a more robust detection ability. So that's why, frankly, we chose that, because we felt it to be more sensitive.
But Department of Natural Resources veterinarian Julie Langenberg says experts familiar with the test Knox is running have found it has a tendency to report false positives. She says until Knox sends the tissue samples to the federal lab in Iowa for confirmation, the 3 new positives will be considered only suspect.
Those results would be the critical confirmatory or alternate results that need to be looked at.
But Constance Knox says there's no point in sending her samples to Iowa because her lab has already run a version of the official test on the 3 deer and it came back negative. She says both state and federal officials should be more willing to cooperate with private researchers to track the disease. In the meantime, the DNR has made it a priority to complete tests on the more than 1,000 tissue samples it has collected from deer shot in Grant and Marathon counties last month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.